Just a few quick points towards the end of the Seder. One of them, as far as Shulchan Aruch is concerned, so we know the mitzvah. When it comes to Shulchan Aruch, it's part and parcel of Seder, and certainly a place where one should be continuing to Misaver B'Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the concepts of Yitzis Mitzrayim. One or two points to point out here. The Ramah points out that one should not eat such a much tremendous amount, should not eat its full fill, because by doing so we'll come to the point of eating the Afikayman and we will not have any appetite, we'll border on a Chila Gasa. So someone should be smart about this and leave over some space beforehand. They shouldn't have any issues with this potential problem. Another thing to keep in mind, what would happen if somebody forgot Yal V'Yava, Yistam, the point that comes up during the year. But generally, Ruki Eger's opinion, many places can hold this way, that women who forgot Yal V'Yava and Yom Tov during the year do not have to go back during Yom Tov to say over benching. That is because they're not mechuyif to eat bread in Yom Tov, as opposed to Shabbos, where they would be mechuyif to eat bread. Pesach night is unique among Yom Tovim, since obviously women are mechuyif to eat matzah just as much as men are. Therefore, they are mechuyif to wash, to bench, and therefore, if they forgot Yal V'Yava, unlike other Yom Tovim, the Kuliyama would have to go back and bench. Another Pami always point out, as far as Shulchan Aruch is concerned, that many times people try to prolong Maggid and speak about all the virtues of the night and all the different, the Vetluch and everything else that goes on. And because of that, they try to make Afkayim Bechasayis, they rush very much. He pointed out there's a tremendous mitzvah of Dom Lachaveri as well. He said the wives work very hard before Yom Tov, and the biggest joy they have in Yom Tov is sitting with their family. And when they're tired beforehand preparing the meals, very often they come into Shulchan Aruch all the way to the end, and they really have a few moments, and the husbands are rushing to make it. They really lose out. He says, Tom used to point out, they stand to lose a lot of Menom Chaveri, what you gain in that extra vote that you're saying by Magid. So again, one who's trying to make Chatzoy should certainly try to plan ahead and leave time that the other people can enjoy the Suda as well properly as befits all the effort that they put in. On the other hand, he'd also point out that having a prolonged Magid can lead to a risk of side distractions and conversations. And it says in many Svarim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting listening to the shir that night that we say, everything we talk about at Pesach night is a special, it's the most auspicious occasion. And one who has a prolonged maggid should also be careful to keep on topic within the Dvar Makadosh of the night. 2 points later on in the Seder, one thing we know is the Kais Shel Elio. We have a Kais on the table, Kais Shel Elio. So the concept of having a fifth Kais beyond the four that we drink, we know that it says in the Pasuk, Vaitzeisi, Vizalti, Vigalti, Vilkachi, there are four expressions of Gula, there are four phases of Gula. And there's a fifth expression, Vehevesi, that Kosh Baruch Hu will ultimately redeem us to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. And as Zeicha for this Vehevesi of ultimate redemption, we have a Kais Chamishas. We call it the Kais Shel Elio. Now, it's this common lore among many people in Klal Yisrael that somehow some concept of Elio is going to come and drink from this Kais Pesach night. If you look at all this far, and there's no remnants of such a concept anywhere, to the best of my knowledge. The reason why it's called Kais Elio, according to the Chayk Yaakov and many other Kadmaitim, is very simple, very straightforward. Because the idea is that Vesi speaks of the ultimate Gula. And tonight we talk about the night of Pesach, we talk about the Gula. We're talking about how we hope that Klal Yisrael is restored to its proper place and how everything should be proper with the Gilui Shechina. We're yearning for a time Elio should come. So we put this Kais out as a tefillah, as a hope, and as a tefillah of sorts. That Elio should come. There's nothing to do with Elio actually being there and drinking from the Kais. Interestingly, the Gaon says a different shot why it's called Kais Elio, and he says it's a machlokes v'shaidin, and perhaps even nowadays we should be drinking the Kais Elio. We should be drinking the fifth Kais. And he says that it's a machlokes v'shaidin. Should you in v'shaidin? Should one drink it? Should one not drink it? And ultimately, we can't. If it's a suffix, we can't go ahead and drink it because the problem being meisav ala kaisis. If you're not allowed to drink more cups of wine, the Torah's mitzvah, than the actual amount of the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is four, one can't just go optionally and add a fifth. It would be usher to do so. That being the case, you're stuck. So what should you do? So the Vilna Gaon says, such a suffix, we pour the kais, but we can't drink it. Machma suffix is there. In such a suffix, we say, teku, tishbi, tires, kushis, vibayis. Elio should come and tell us if the correct halacha is to drink it or not. And therefore, we call it the kais Elio. But again, there is no mention of Elio coming next and drinking the kais, wherever that came from, I don't know. Another place where the same concept somehow crept into Klal Yisrael, which a little bit closer to what this says in this farm, and that is by Shvaicha Moscow. We open the door. Everyone has this concept. You go to the door, you open the door, you look to see if Elio is coming. The actual concept, the Ramah says very clearly, the reason why you open the door is because the night of Pesach is a night, Lel Shimurim, he says, Vavtaich HaPesach, Leilizka Shul Lel Shimurim, Uvizchus HaMunazu Yavi Mashiach. It's an active expression of Amunah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael are together as one, nothing else can come between them. And because of that, the night of Pesach, when we're close with Hashem, nothing can harm us and no evil can befall us. That being the case, we open the door to show we're not scared of anything. There's nothing between us and Hashem. Hashem controls the world. We have perfect Amunah. And that Amunah relates to us because we're the Am HaNivchar. Nothing can come between us. That being the case, we open the door. Now that expression will bring Mashiach, but that doesn't mean the Mashiach is coming in the door at the moment. Now there are those, our Chazal says, are those who say Baruch Haba when they open the door, but even that they only discuss as one showing his desire. They said that the Kamaim speak out, it's one thing to talk about a topic. When you take action, it brings it home to you much more. So we're bringing out an action showing how we're looking for Mashiach. When you wait for a bus, you're constantly looking every second. Maybe it's coming, maybe it's coming. We go to the door and we look and we show our expression, our fervent desire, Mashiach should come any second. But that's the closest that comes to that, and more than that I haven't seen.